Morning, Jacqueline. Great to have you on the program. In fact, we were just speaking of Hakeem Al-Arabi's release from prison, and there's lots of people to be thankful for this. Where do we start? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Well, Hakeem is nearly over Australian territory. I've been following his plane. It's not quite over Australian territory now, but he must be feeling enormously relieved. What I've been hearing is that I'm not quite sure what was the key issue here, but certainly there's been a multi-pronged pressure on the Bahrainis. Yeah. To drop the case against Thailand. Of course, Thailand was put in this terrible situation of being caught in the middle, that they didn't want to upset the Bahrainis, they didn't want to upset Australia, so they basically tried to remove themselves from the equation and tried to leave it up to Bahrain and Australia, which, of course, did not break the deadlock. There was a meeting between the Thai foreign minister and the Bahraini crown prince, Salman bin Hamad Khalifa, just a day or so ago, and we think that that could have been incredibly important. But of course, FIFA Pro, which recognises or represents the world footballers, they've had this campaign also going where very high-profile footballers have been tweeting their support and also lending support behind the scenes to a campaign to raise awareness. And there has been big stories across Europe about this case. So FIFA, headquarters in Zurich, they've had a lot of pressure from within Europe as well, including in Westminster, in the UK Parliament, it was even raised as an issue. So this was something that was very much FIFA was under enormous pressure as well. And so it's believed that obviously the vice president of FIFA is the Bahraini royal connection there with Sheikh Salman, who has kept a very silent situation on this matter for the last couple of months, and it's believed that certainly FIFA has been putting quite enormous pressure on him as well. So there's been a lot of action behind the scenes, and of course the Australian government has been very much at the forefront as well.
This was a terrible story, wasn't it, regarding the plane crash in Salar, and of course they've found the plane.
Mm.
Yes, they have found the plane, and we spoke about this last week, how it was 63 metres down. They've removed Salah's body, and for the family, this was a crowdfunding situation. I've actually happened to be speaking to some of the investigators of this plane crash, and their early prognosis, why it came down, was because of ice on the wings. They believe that the pilot, who was not a commercial pilot, he was somebody who was licensed but wasn't licensed to carry fee-paying passengers, may have felt restricted in going high and flying high above this kind of ice layer, and that could have been very much a key reason for the plane to have fallen out of the sky over the English Channel. Of course, there will be a report handed down within 2 weeks from the investigators, but a full report won't be issued for about 6 months. But the early prognosis is that it was ice problems with the plane. So it's terrible news. There's been his number that he plays in, number 9, has now been retired by the club, by Cardiff, and there's been a lot of outpouring of sympathy and support for the Salah family.
Mm, understandably. World skiing champs are on at the moment. How are the Aussies going? I see Lindsay Vonn picked up a bronze medal in her final event.
She did, yes. It was pretty amazing because she'd had this massive crash just a few days before in the Super G, but in the downhill she got bronze. She was pretty ecstatic because she's won a medal in the last 6 world championships. So quite a long record for her. Greta Small, the Australian, was in it as well. She came 30th in that event. But, of course, most of our success is not in the blue ribbon events, in the skiing, but in, the slopestyle and, moguls and the snowboard halfpipe. So we had Scotty James win gold in the snowboard halfpipe. His 2 runs in the final, either of those runs he would have won the gold with. He was way out in front in that competition, and that's the 3rd time he's won a world title. And then we've had Jakara Anthony and Matt Graham pick up silvers in the moguls, and Laura Peel, our aerials lady, she finished fourth in the aerials. That's a sport we've been quite dominant in the past, but we, apart from Laura, we don't really seem to have the next crop coming through in aerials. But another good result, snowboard cross competition World Cup in Germany yesterday, and Cam Bolton, who broke his back last year in this event, actually has won it. So a great result for him to come back, obviously, from such a devastating injury to actually conquer the demons on that course and win the event.
Jack, that's fantastic. We thank you so much for all that news, and we'll chat again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.